Hi.
See, you weren't sure whether I was going to say something.
And I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me saying, go. Well, this is Carl 17-0.
Yeah, and this is Roland Smith.
And here we go in Smith 17-0.
Well, you know, Carl, I wanted to talk about this because I think it's kind of, first of all, I think it's kind of interesting. And something happened. You know, I do a daily blog.
Yes.
And it's RolandGSmith.com. Mm-hmm. You can find the blog. And that's Roland with two L's. So, as I used to tell people, it's Roland as in Holland, not Roland as in Poland.
Poland.
Anyway, a lady, I wrote a blog on adult children and parent relationships. And as I was thinking about it, how do I get into this? Anyway, some lady wrote me back and she said, I want to tell you a story. It was based upon what I had written in the adult child to a parent relationship. Mm-hmm. And she said that her son was in his early 20s and he decided to join the Army. And she said he's young and strong with a youthful strength, but he doesn't quite understand the consequences of his decision. And this is where their discussion came about. You know, 'cause parents believe that, you know, once committed and trained, the young soldier would be sent into a war zone, possibly. That's certainly a place, as you well know, that no parent wants a child to go, you know, no matter how old and mature or trained the young man or woman happens to be. It's a parent protection thing, this lady said. She said there's no one answer to my question, her mother's question. She says, do you encourage or discourage with reason a son's choice? And I said, I don't know. But, I mean, it was an interesting discussion that she presented.
I believe it depends upon the young person. I can remember when my brother Ralph decided to go into the Navy a year before I was drafted into the Army. For some reason, my mom accepted it with stoic understanding. When I was drafted, all heck broke loose, all heck in a hay basket. She was very upset. Mm-hmm. And I was ready for it. I knew it was my time. I actually volunteered my draft. I moved it up because my uncles had told me, and they were absolutely correct, who all served in World War II, war never gets any better. It gets sloppier, it gets worse, it never gets better before it comes to an end. So if you're going to go early. And they were absolutely correct. But she did not accept any explanation that I gave her was not a good one as to why I was going now. And she was not a happy camper, not a happy camper. But my brother, for some reason, she accepted it. He's my older brother. It was okay. And so I guess it depends upon the situation.
Well, yeah, in many ways, I think all that parents can do is unconditionally love their child.
Surely.
You know, you can offer good counsel and make sure that your suggestions are not interpreted as demands. And then you kind of let life take its course. Because you know what, Carl? It will anyway.
At some point in time, though, I think that a parent's wise advice... I've often said this to other parents. Now that I'm a daddy, it's remembered, but sometimes later on, but not just now. But you got to get it out there, and when you get it out there, it has a tendency of sitting like Johnny Appleseed in the ground, and then eventually the flower. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to put it out there, because if you don't, it's those words left unsaid that are the worst.
Well, I know I talk to my adult sons now, and unfortunately they remember some things I said to them when they were children, and I wish I'd never said it.
So the exact opposite.
And they remind me.
And that's the exact opposite.
Of the lack of profundity.
Oh, well. As parents, there is no guidebook. Remember that.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We have a guidebook here on Smith Sabatino as we carry on. Stay with us.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Can small businesses compete with large companies?
An article on the Harvard Business Blog said small is the new big, sustainable is the new growth, and trust is the new competitive advantage.
People do business with people. Not companies, not organizations, not institutions.
It's hard for large companies to create a culture of trust. It's much easier for small businesses.
If you think about it, we're back where we started. In days gone by, we did business with people we knew.
If you're in business or plan to start one, capitalize on this trend by super serving your customers.
Build trust and you'll build your business. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
The biggest sin with Sin City 2 is that a movie with so much style, sex, and violence could be so boring. I'm out.
Harry and Lloyd are back and dumber than ever. Dumb and Dumber 2, rated PG-13, now playing.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if you live together before you get married, does it increase the chances you'll stay together in the marriage? Or put another way, if you live with someone before you officially tie the knot, are you more likely to live happily ever after? Here's the developmental science of it. Many consider living together prior to marriage, but the cold, hard facts, the statistics suggest otherwise. Simply put, 60% of people who live together prior to marriage break up. That's 3 out of 5. With the divorce rate hovering about 50%, this mere 10% increase in odds, well, it just may not be worth the trouble. What's the cheap psychological trick? Easy to move in, easy to move out, and that's not a bonding frame of reference prior to marriage. Does this work for you? Does it make sense? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.